the day which is waning being Zainadar, Yom Ledo, and Yom Petira, Moshe Rabbeinu. Just thought about that, turning Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look in the Piyut on Simchas Torah, there's a stanza there which is rather enigmatic. It talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And the lashon of the Piyut is, Az b'kshayv anav alei la har avarim. The time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and he tells him, you have an order, you have a command to go up to har avarim. Moshe initially, upon hearing this order, go up to har avarim, in his mind, he first understood this tzivui to be on par, something similar, akin to the going up on Har Sinai to receive the Torah. He says, "Gzeiras das chadasho pekudim yisharim." He thought he was going up on this mountain. He gets a tzivui last time. You know, he went up the mountain. He got the Torah. He first hears Halel Harvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, "But I thought that the same thing would be happening again. He's going up the mountain and be receiving the Torah." And when he hears the rest of the tzivui, you're going up there and you're going to die over there. When, you know, you're not going to make it back down. He cried out, "Vai vai, loshen wo, what's going to happen? Loshen of tzar." Now it seems highly enigmatic. We know there's one Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead. He gets a Torah. What exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu think? What was happening here? What was the anticipation there'd be another Torah? And further, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all Nevi'im. And he seems to have gone tremendously wrong in this cheshbon. If you look at it at face value, he comes here thinking it's going to be one of the greatest days ever. It'll be a day on par with Matan Torah. And he finds out, no, sorry to inform you, it's quite the opposite. There's no simcha whatsoever. It's Yom Misa, and that's it. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Someone who understood, someone who's able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu pe'el peh, and has such a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who understood the rutzen of Kadosh Baruch Hu so well, why would he think one thing and have something so dramatically different? So I heard a pshat suggested by Yehuda Weichsel from the Mir, very nice pshat. He wanted to say that, technically speaking, when Moshe came down from Har Sinai, Moshe came down with a clarity, clear understanding of every single halacha in the Torah. Because there really was no room for any machlokes, there's no room for misunderstanding. Moshe had heard everything clearly in Pi'ah Gvura. If someone would come along and say, "Well, my opinion is so and so, you know, such and such," doesn't really make much of a difference, because ultimately our goal is always that we have a quest to find out what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Over the years, there's a lot of shikha which has settled in. We've lost a lot of things, a certain large degree, we've lost our clarity. And that being the case, we have Mishnayos, we have Gemaras, full of machlokes, down through Rishonim, through the Achronim. What happens to all this machlokes? So we know, Eilu Devar Tim Chaim, in many, many scenarios, which are both ranked as full legitimate Torah. Ad Kei Kach, we have many, many cases throughout Chazal, where the Chazal teach us that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You go ahead and decide, you have your machlokes, you decide what the emes is, and whatever you go ahead and decide, I'll be masking my yadcha." The stories because based in Shemala, having machlokes for Kadosh Baruch Hu and sitting down to Eil Mazet to find, get a tshuva. Down here, we're kaveya what's right and what's wrong. That ability for us to have a machlokes and to create Tyro, in other words, we're creating something which really didn't exist. The day Moshe came down, we had no place to create our own opinions in that sense, only Machmas HaShikha, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, because for various reasons, as Chinuch points out, that part of the reason for this is because if we ourselves, later on throughout the Darius, didn't have the ability to decide what was Torah, we would never have any clarity what's right and what's wrong. We have no place to place him. Who says you can go like one? Who says you can go like the other? The Chinuch says, what would happen if the whole world would say something is mutter, and you yourself would think it's usher? Who would give you a heter to go ahead and conduct yourself either way? You know, you'd be totally stuck. In order to facilitate that we can function as Yidden properly, because Baruch Hu said, "I'm putting it into your hands. And this will be right, and this will be wrong according to what you decide. If you decide it's kosher, then it's kosher. If you decide it's treif, it's treif. As long as you don't make any mistake. If you make a legitimate effort, you have the ability, every Yidden Klal Yisrael has the ability with proper Amelus B'Torah to create something which Baruch Hu recognizes as becoming legitimate Torah. So it happens like this. When did that happen? As long as Moshe was around, there was no such possibility. There was no such possibility for the Amelus B'Torah where we can create the Tadarga. Our whole role, what we do today, will be involved in learning the Sugya, and we create Torah on that level, didn't exist when Moshe Rabbeinu was there, because as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was there, there was no Chikha. So there were two sides of the same coin. On the one hand, it was a terrible, terrible day when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that from there on in, there will always be levels where we're gradually losing more and more of Torah, and it gets worse and worse every generation. We're far removed from the hearers of Yom Matan Torah. On the other hand, it was a day of great simcha in a certain sense, because it was day of Matan Torah. It was a day where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, from now on there's a new world order, from now on you have the challenge. As much as shikha, as much as you read it to Daira, it's a problem, it's a klal of the sense that we're losing. We have a tremendous lack of appreciation for all the things earlier generations appreciated. On the other hand, the same lack that we have gives us a right to go ahead and stag, and gives us a right to go ahead and accomplish in our own goal. So yes, it was a Yom Avelus because of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it also was a certain level of Yom Matan Torah, giving us the ability to go ahead and stag in Torah and make our own contribution to the complete body of Torah.